Sporting Radio Network. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is sponsored by Crazy Lister for professional mobile optimized eBay listings. Tell us whether you'll be hiring holiday helpers at 888-RADIO-30 or call us with anything about eBay. That's 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
Griff, I'm going to read a couple of emails we got, but I want to tell people it's easy to get to the eBay Radio chat board. Just go to ebayradio.com, click Listen Live, then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player, and you will go down below the buttons, and you'll find it. Also, if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. Just click the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player and type it out, and we'll get it. So, this is from Ernest.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm a big fan of your podcast. I admit, I listen while I list. Quick question. I'm an eBay power seller known as Gold Label Games One. And my friend asked if I could list some items on his eBay account because he doesn't have a lot of time to post his inventory, and his inventory is starting to take over his garage. He mentioned he would pay me to list. So what do you think would be a good payment structure? Pay per listing, pay a percentage of all sold items, or by the hour? Thanks. Mm. Keep up the great work.
So I hear this question every once in a while. It was a question that used to come up a lot during the trading assistant program days. And I say it depends on what it is they're going to be selling or giving you to sell. And that's the value and the amount of work it'll take to fulfill. So if these are little items, of a value that's say less than $50 and they're easy to ship, I would tend to take a percentage based on the ease of listing, photographing, and shipping the items. And keeping the dollar amount in mind. Now, that being said, during the period of the heyday of the trading assistant program, there were trading assistants who are basically doing basically what they did, who were charging 50% of the take as the fee, and they were getting it. Because in most cases, people just wanted to get rid of the
stuff. Or they would take it to Savers or throw it away.
Right. Sometimes they would just throw the stuff away. So if you're a good negotiator, you could start at the 50%, and then if they balk, you know, maybe come down. You could also lower that percentage take, and it should be a percentage take, I think, pretty much. But charge them for the fees of selling on eBay. That's the PayPal and eBay fees. I don't know if I charge them the shipping.
You also have to say to yourself, how much time is this going to take me? And it's taking me away from my regular business.
Yeah, I mean,
how much would I be making? Exactly. Yeah. Some people would prefer by the hour, you know, give me a couple $100 and let's do, you know, 10 hours or whatever.
Right. But that was going to be my next suggestion, is that you can look at the lot, and if you know your business practices and what it takes in time and effort to list that many items of this type, you could just charge a lot price and hope that, you know, it's going to be worth your while. Make it worth your while and say, I'll give you 200. I'll charge you $200 to sell all this.
Or you could
get everything.
You could also say, let's try it for 30 days.
You could do that.
Doing it this way. And then that doesn't work. Maybe we could move to this way. But I'm willing to try 30 days. And here's the agreement. Let's see if it works. You could always do that.
You could do that.
Yes. But in the meantime, now we go to El Segundo, California for our shipping report with Eric Nash, brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Eric.
Hey, Lee and Griff. Well, for today's topic, I wanted to talk about package insurance. And specifically, I wanted to talk about package insurance with Priority Mail. You know, for those who don't know, the USPS offers free insurance when you ship with Priority Mail. Regular sellers get $50 of free insurance, and if you're a top-rated seller, you qualify for $100 of free insurance. So it's super cool stuff and great to have that as a backup. And with the holiday season here, you know, eBay sellers could find themselves in a situation where they need to make a claim. So I was hoping to talk about the claim process today. And the first step in the process is going to be to submit a refund to your buyer. Just to be clear, it's not the buyer's fault that they received a package that was damaged or lost in transit. And so they're not going to be the ones that filed the claim. You, as the seller and the shipper, are going to be the one that files the claim with the USPS in this case. So you should submit your refund to the buyer immediately. And by the way, this is regardless if you received your insurance claim payment yet or not. Again, it's not the buyer's fault that the package was busted up by the carrier. And so you're going to file your insurance claim on the USPS.com website, and there's a couple important items you're going to need. The first item is going to be the tracking number of the package, and this is basically how the USPS ensures that the package was, in fact, shipped with Priority Mail and as well shipped with the USPS, you know, not another carrier. The next step is also very important. It's if the package was damaged, you're going to want to tell your buyer to keep the product and packaging with them. They don't want to send it back to you or do anything like that. And if possible, ask your buyer if they can take a picture using any camera they have, their cell phone or a good camera, a regular camera, or a tiny camera, anything they have would be great. I've even heard some eBay sellers suggest during busy times like the holidays to include a small note in their packages that asks, to keep the product if it is damaged. And then the last item you're going to need is the proof of value. And this can be, this will be uploaded to the USPS site as either a JPEG or a PDF. And it can be many things. It can be an invoice for the product, a credit card receipt. But for most eBay sellers, it's going to be their transaction record from this specific sale that's coming from the eBay site. Keep in mind, you're only going to get the value of the product or the maximum value of your claim for whatever your insurance is. So whatever is less is what you're going to get. Once you got all this info, go to the USPS.com site. Go in the top corner, you'll see help. If you roll over that, you'll see file a claim. The next screens are going to ask you to create an account with the USPS, which is just to manage your claim process. And you'll go through a number of screens asking specifics about your package. And this will be where you upload pictures of your product or of the invoice or your eBay transaction. And there's one tricky field on here. It's called the purchase date, the product purchase date. Typically, as an eBay seller, you're going to want to include the shipped date here. And then that's basically it. The USPS is going to process your claim, and they'll send you a check for the amount that was insured or the product, typically within 30 days. If they, for some reason, reject your claim, you can file an appeal. So you do have that process. You'll just include more information about why you think you need to get that claim paid. And that's basically it. It's a great service, free insurance with Priority Mail, and hopefully everybody's using it, as I'm pretty sure most people do with eBay sales. So anyway, with that, I'll send it back to you, Lee and Griff.
So, Eric, we're going to be looking forward to seeing you more and more during the holidays. You have to keep us up to date with what's going on at the post office and stuff.
No kidding there, Lee. There's lots of stuff going on. They announced some changes in the mailing prices, so they're going to be announcing some shipping changes coming up. So I'll definitely be calling in a lot more with lots of good news.
Thank you, Eric. We love it when you call in. Have a good one.
Thanks,
he's
Eric.
Such a nice guy.
And that's
he?
Great information, too.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Most definitely. So we have another email here.
Oh, yeah.
And I hesitated before reading this one. I was going to answer her myself, but I've decided to go ahead and throw caution to the wind. It's from Bonnie in Silver Spring, Maryland. She's known on eBay as Penny Annie, and she said, OMG, so far what I'm listening to are folks who have actual businesses on eBay, exclamation point. How to pay their employees, exclamation point. Do you ever address the small seller, or is your show just an example of eBay's direction, i.e. big-time sellers?
Boy, that couldn't have been more off the mark than not, because it makes the assumption that small sellers don't need to hire an employee.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous. That's not a very smart way to think about business.
Bonnie, what's going on here? Is that the beginning? I want to say one thing before you take over.
What?
When I first started doing this show almost 14 years ago, only small sellers were calling in, right? And when I say small sellers, we had a lot of beginners, it was 14 years ago, for gosh sakes. Okay. Then as they grew, eBay Radio grew with them, and we realized that not only do we have to have things on for the smaller seller, the intermediate seller, the advanced seller, we also need some things for people who are on their way to another category. And many of our listeners, Bonnie, are ready to hire somebody. They realize that they don't like to list. They don't like to take the pictures, but they want to go out and product source. They love to do that. Or the other way around. And so they hire somebody, and guess what, Bonnie? Their business grows because of it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, take it away.
Well, I just think the assumption is there are some people very happy with the level of business they're doing, and there's nothing wrong with that. But there's also people who they may want to grow their business a little bit more, and they're not that much different than you. They just... They want to increase their volume, and in order to do so, they may need to hire someone. But this, and I'm just going to call it what it is, and please don't be insulted. It's nonsense. This us against them, big seller against small seller. That's just not how the world works. If you're selling on eBay and you want to grow your business, there are some options for doing so that can help you be more efficient and raise more business and raise more cash for yourself. And one of them is knowing when to delegate work out. We've been talking about hiring employees for years, even if it's just part-time during the summer or when you've gone away on vacation. There are lots of people who are just like you who find this to be a successful option for them. So please don't I don't want to disabuse anyone of this notion about the us against them, big seller, small seller. It's just nonsense to think that way, I'm afraid. This open phone segment was sponsored by Crazy Lister for professional, mobilized, optimized eBay listings. Dial us now at 888-RADIO-30. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeat can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeat gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeat not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeat's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeat helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeat. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeat.com.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember B-U-L-Q.com, the easy way to source.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 389.
When it comes to attracting those younger buyers to your listings, photographs are a key factor. Cindy Shebley is known on eBay as top-rated seller Clover City. She says use a filter to make the photos stand out.
One of the big things right now is blacks aren't black. So there's a filter that makes things kind of grayish. What other filters can we use without completely distorting the item we're trying to sell? Can we use some of these new filters to make our first image a little bit more sparkle or trendy or more hip to millennials, you know, looking what they're looking at from Instagram?
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in
share a tip,
ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready with Girded Loin, here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment was sponsored by Crazy Lister for professional mobile optimized eBay listings. 888-723-4630 is our...
Okay, Griff. What? So the woman that we just read her email was Bonnie?
Yes.
She also sent us another email, and I have Melissa calling her right now, because in her other email she said she didn't know how to listen to the radio show. She said she's 75 years old, not quite technically challenged, but close to it. And so Melissa called her, and we have her on the line, so I don't believe she heard what we said before, so we're going to gently talk to her, and I'll tell you why, Griff. She doesn't have a store. She's been selling and relying on the income from eBay since 1999. And she's heard all these things about eBay only wanting the big sellers. And, you know, she's concerned about it. So, Bonnie, did you hear what we were just talking about before the break?
Yes,
oh, you did.
Give my age over the radio.
I'm sorry. Well, honey, you and I are close in age, so please.
Oh, okay. No, I was kidding.
Okay. So, first
of go ahead. It's not so much that I have heard that eBay is trying to get rid of the small seller because the bean counters have determined that no matter how many of their doesn't add up.
But let me stop you. Let me stop you right there, because this kind of rumor just drives me around the bend. I work at eBay. I'm here. There is a huge team with an enormous budget who are focused entirely on small sellers like you. If we were trying to get rid of you, why would we be working overtime with this enormous team in this budget going out and looking for small sellers? It just doesn't make sense. The inventory that small sellers bring to the site is what keeps eBay strong. We are not idiots. We know what the business is built on. So when I hear people say this, it drives me crazy.
Well, let me tell you the reasons why I'm saying it. It isn't so much that it's rumors, it's my own personal experience.
Tell me.
Along about the time that I expect Cassini came on strong in terms of a search engine, I, as well as a number of my friends who do the same as me, they list anywhere from 25 to 400 items, during a month. And they started to experience a lot of income loss. During the 2000s, even after 2008, I can remember telling a girlfriend, I'm shocked if I make any less than in gross sales of $5,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then almost suddenly, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, that $5,000 went to 2,500, to half of what I
but let me stop you again, because I hear we have a very
talk.
Short segment, so and I don't want to get left without being
and I have only gotten smarter and smarter about what to buy, how important it is not to just list can't say crap on the radio, but I just did. How to find brand names.
Right.
I mean, I'm now better than most anybody I know.
Okay.
About knowing what.
All right. But let me,
well.
So we have a short period of time. So let me, one of the things that I've heard for 20 years, I've been answering email about eBay for 20 years, is my sales are slow. eBay, what are you doing to me? And this is the wrong way to look at it. Here's the exercise I want you to do. I want you to go and, as a buyer, search for your items using keywords in your titles and tell me they don't show up. And do they show up?
They show up. Sometimes
and so
I'm very surprised as a top-rated seller that they're way down the, it's a new listing, for instance, and they're way down the page.
Right.
But I will tell you, I have gone in this past week and checked my prices against the other prices, which I always do anyway, but found out I made errors. I lowered the price, or I ended the listing and sold something similar and lowered the price at that time.
Right.
I swear I've done all the things, and I don't, it's not that I think eBay is trying to do this. It's that I wonder, as I've seen in some threads I've been reading, if it's some kind of technical thing.
It is not. Let me disabuse you of that notion right now. There is nothing technically wrong with search. Period. This is a urban myth that starts up, and it always perplexes me, as if to say eBay and eBay's business is dependent upon screwing with eBay's listings, eBay sellers' listings. It doesn't make business sense. We're a publicly held company. We make sure that if you list, our responsibility is if you list an item on eBay, it's searchable and it returns in search. If there are a lot of items that are returned in that search, then this, there are a lot of people offering the items, and we're not going to gate a category and say, "All right, we have 100 of these Swarovski crystal lions. We're not going to let anyone put up there." I'm not, because I know this too well after 20 years, because I have gone searching over and over every time a seller makes this complaint, and I have never been able to blame eBay. And believe me, I'd be the first person to do it. Everyone knows that I'd be the first person to do it.
So what do you suggest?
You have 73, currently you have 73 items listed. And according to the sold page, in the last 15 days, 2 weeks or so, you've sold 92 of those. What is the gross value of those items you sold? What are the gross value of the items you have listed?
Over what period of time?
2 weeks? If you can correct me on that, email me. But believe me, you are making a terrible mistake for your business if you're going to start blaming eBay for this. We got to look at your business and find out why things aren't being sold
Send him the email. We're going to help you.
Nuts. Okay. Anyway, we'll be back with our third hour after this.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. B-Stock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to bstocksourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The Bstock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's bstocksourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
You've sold it. The buyers paid for it. Now you've got to ship it. Not to worry, because you've got Endesha. Endesha lets you process orders, purchase postage, and print shipping labels super efficiently so you can get back to selling and growing your business. To that end, with Endesha, you can brand labels with your logo or message. To help you meet eBay's on-time shipping requirement, Endesha automatically posts back tracking numbers so you and your buyers can check on packages en route, note acceptance scans, and watch for timely delivery. Endesha grows with your business, too, from Endesha Premium and Endesha for Mac to Endesha Professional. They all have access to discounts on postage from major carriers, saving you money as well as time. Try Endesha for free with a 30-day trial at Endesha.com. We'll be right back.